This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday. It's actually a stir Friday. Yeah.
Stir Friday.
Stir Friday.
I like what you did there.
Teriyaki chicken stir fry, spring rolls on the Traeger. Welcome to a meat stir Friday. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Come on in, stay a while. We'll talk about the NFL schedule that was released last night. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Amazon, Thursday Night Football, former NFL quarterback will join us. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will stop by. We got basketball tonight. Knicks at the Heat and the Warriors at the Lakers. 76ers lost to the Celtics. And I said this yesterday, and I think I surprised a lot of the audience where I said the Celtics are favored in this game in Philadelphia. In a closeout game, potentially, for the 76ers. And you're watching that game, and you're watching Jason Tatum, and you're going, and he was first-team All-NBA. And then in the fourth quarter, he looked like he was first-team All-NBA. You had 3 points in the first three quarters, 16 in the fourth quarter, and you survive, and you head home for a game seven. And here is Jason Tatum being interviewed by ESPN's Cassidy Hubbard.
The struggle through the first three quarters with 16 points in that fourth quarter. How do you describe the confidence you had to trust yourself down the stretch?
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world. You know, go through struggles, go through slumps. It's a long game. And, you know, thankfully I got some great teammates that held it down.
Okay. Humbly, I'm one of the greatest players in the world. And he is. But there are times that he just frustrates me. When you're watching, and it was a long offseason last year. If they had lost last night, it'd be an even longer offseason. Just ask Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. That was not close. That was the artist formerly known as. You know, you played really well in the first quarter. Problem is, you had three other quarters, and you played horribly. The Denver Nuggets close out the Phoenix Suns. And do so in impressive fashion. Here is Kevin Durant after the loss.
Yeah, it sucked. It was a bad feeling. It was embarrassing. They came out and hit us in the mouth. We couldn't recover. You know, you got to give them credit for being a disciplined team.
I want to be fair to Kevin Durant here because he was injured, didn't play a lot of games with the Phoenix Suns, and it felt like they needed a little bit more rhythm together. I think that Durant and Booker are just so talented that overshadowed some things. There's obviously something going on with DeAndre Ayton, and if he's going to be there next year. Chris Paul, just turning 38, is he going to be there? There's already been talk of, could you bring in Kyrie Irving and do a sign and trade with the Dallas Mavericks? So there's a lot of things there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll solve everything.
You should have heard the sound in this room when you said that.
I know. But this is the situation there with Phoenix. They gave up an awful lot. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, 4 first-round draft picks. You're ready to win now. And we thought with that star power, would that be enough? You didn't have depth, and it certainly showed. And you were going against a better team, a balanced team, and you were going against the Joker. Here's Durant on the Joker's performance.
I always knew how great he was. That these guys are good, you know, especially somebody like Jokic. I've been watching him playing against him for a minute now since he hit his peak as a player. So, no, I wouldn't say I learned anything new. Great team, deep team. Been together for how long Mike Malone been there? 6 years. That's a good advantage to have, you know, when you know your coach, you know the players on the team, you got a system in place for that long. So, no, I wasn't surprised at all. Jokic is an all-time great. I'm going to go down as one of the all-time great centers to ever touch a basketball.
Yeah, and another triple-double. It's sort of an oh, by the way. And it's rare. I mean, LeBron has done this, and that is be pass first. How many stars, great scorers, are pass first? And Joker looks to pass first. I think he takes great pride in his ability to see the open man find the open man. And it's almost like I'm going to look and see if I can find somebody with a better shot. And if not, then I'll just take it myself. And you saw that. You saw that throughout the series. He has a wonderful ability to find somebody and put them in a scoring position. And then we see him. DeAndre Ayton had no chance against him. And DeAndre Ayton wasn't 100%, but I don't think mentally he's 100% a Phoenix Sun. It just feels like that. There's still friction left over from last season, the offseason as well. So the Nuggets advance. They'll wait for the outcome of the Warriors at the Lakers. And then the Knicks and the Heat, you have a lot at stake here. Because it feels like whoever wins the Celtics 76ers is going to go to the NBA Finals. I don't know if we look at the Miami Heat and New York Knicks as threatening. And those teams are better than those two teams. But I think with the Celtics going back home, you would think they would have an advantage. I'm not sure Jason Tatum agrees with that.
The Celtics fans, they y'all love to call us out, right? I'm going to call you guys out this time. Like, energy in the Garden has been okay at best all playoffs. Game 7, if you're there or if you're not there, if you're in your home, if you're watching at a bar, if you're watching down the street at a friend's house, I don't care. I need you to be up. I need you to come with the energy because we're going to need every bit of it. No excuses. We need everybody. So I'm calling you guys out. Let's make sure the Garden is ready to go.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You don't need to do this. You don't. Imagine if the crowd, oh, they did. They did call you guys out and booed you last game at home. But you guys deserve that. Now you're asking the Boston fans that I'm calling you out. Okay. Well, you guys better play well. Yes, Todd?
He's really setting himself up for it. We were all screaming and yelling and ready to go. Where were you in Game 7?
Yeah,
he's putting
Paul.
All his chips in the middle.
Yeah, Paul.
You know, that headline where, you know, we need more energy, it hasn't been there. That's going to be the feature. And then the second half of his comments were like, we need you in Game 7. Just say the second part. We need you in Game 7. Let's all step up. Let's all band together.
Oh. You don't have to call anyone out.
Yes.
Nope.
You don't need to say that phrase.
Nope.
Like, how was your energy when you left James Harden wide open for that three?
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. We had a lot of energy then, and then that.
The all-new Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is fired up today. Traeger.com. And you can unleash your full grilling potential. It's spelled T-R-A-E-G-E-R. Traeger Flat Rock, explore new flavors, and make sure you use the code DP Show at checkout to get free shipping. Phone calls, we'll get to those coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. You can watch for free on our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 390 cities around America that carry this program. Seton, some poll question options for hour one, please.
Last night, Jason Tatum had a good game or a bad game?
Oh, man.
Okay, how many times do you see a star player who's going to lose the game for his team comes back and wins the game for his team?
He was clearly single-handedly losing the game for the Celtics for three quarters. And how does he play that terrible and be the hero?
But he's done this, you know, in other games in this series where you're going, hello, Jason.
He played like that and then got to say humbly, I'm one of the best players in the world after that game, after that performance. How does that happen?
If he would have said, you know, I'm one of the worst basketball players in the world, and I'm also one of the best, and I just showed that tonight. I was terrible in the first three quarters here.
How does that
happen? Humbly, I was great in the fourth quarter. The Knicks are getting 5.5, according to DraftKings. The Warriors are getting 2.5. Warriors, 2.5 tonight. Last time it was a 3-point margin in L.A., and it ended up 104-101. Anthony Davis is expected to play. In case you're wondering, I've got the over-under points, Anthony Davis. Todd, I'm going to start with you. AD tonight, coming off getting his bell rung.
23.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I'll go 17.5.
Oh, limited. Limited. Okay. Marv?
25.5.
Paulie?
24.5.
Blue. Over under LeBron James. Seton O'Connor.
25.5.
Marv.
28.5.
Paulie.
24.5.
Fritzy.
27.5.
Oh, a rare whiff. 26.5.
Oh, dang it.
Steph Curry. Over under. According to DraftKings, Marvin.
40.5.
Wow.
Seton.
35.5.
Fritzel.
32.5.
Paulie.
29.5.
31.5. Come on, let's go. All right. Game six, Clay. Over, under. Game six, Clay. Todd.
19.5.
All right. Seton.
21.5.
Blue.
Yes.
All right, we're back now.
We rallied.
By the way, the 76ers are 7.5-point underdogs on Sunday in Boston. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Any other poll questions that you're considering here, Seton?
Heck yeah, dude.
Okay.
You got poll questions.
Yes, Paulie.
I just got a quick question going back to Anthony Davis. It was quickly reported after the game, that he did not have a concussion. Then it was confirmed, anonymous sources, by the way, yesterday. Are we sure he didn't have a concussion? And if this were another sport.
And why do you have to have anonymous sources?
Yeah.
If he didn't have a concussion, then just tell me who it is.
If this were an NFL game and on a Sunday night, a player had to be helped from to the bench and then had to be helped to the locker room for further evaluation.
And in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Now, maybe he was dizzy, but whatever. And then he played 48 hours later. I guess for NFL, it would be like playing 4 days later. I don't know. It just seems like no one's even entertaining the fact that this guy's concussed.
We're not conditioned to question basketball players. We're conditioned to question football players.
We talk about it all the time.
Yes. When they get hurt, you're like, oh, concussion? They go into the tent? Oh, is he hurt? I mean, when I said to Fritzy, reach out to the NBA, I got to find out the concussion protocol. And then we find out, yeah, they do have one, and this is what it is. And if he did have a concussion, their language says he wouldn't be able to play for 48 hours. He wouldn't be able to play tonight. But it was very quick that he doesn't have a concussion. Like, nothing to see, move on here. And I hope he didn't or doesn't have a concussion. But the way he reacts, where he's hit, you know, in all likelihood, could he have suffered a concussion? Yeah. But you have to take the medical team's diagnosis here. Yes, Todd.
An anonymous source makes you feel like if it happens to get out down the road that he did have a concussion, you can't trace it back to an actual person.
Yeah. But I would think, I mean, do you have to have an anonymous source on this?
Initially after the game, Chris Haynes, great reporter for your NBA and TNT, said a couple sources told him that he didn't have a concussion.
I don't know how long it takes to assess a concussion. I don't know what test they put him through. I think we're kind of well-versed in what the NFL does. But they go into the tent, and then soon after, they come out, and then you find out if they have a concussion or not. But, yeah, it was quick. But hopefully he doesn't. Darvin Ham, you know, confirmed it yesterday that he doesn't. Well, of course he's going to do that. If he went, he's got a concussion. Don't tell anybody. I'm the anonymous source here. But he's going to be playing tonight. This could go a long way in his legacy. He played well. They close out Golden State. They're going to play in the Western Conference Finals. But this is, once again, the formula is usually as follows. When you win 4 out of 7, you need your star players to win 2 of the 4. And then you need a role player to play above his pay grade. And we've already seen that with Lonnie Walker. He played really, really well. This is where you need, is it Austin Reeves who has one of those big games? Somebody needs to have a bigger game than they normally do. And the same with Golden State. You know, it should be Steph and Clay, but Clay hasn't been what he once was and may never be there. You've got Andrew Wiggins. He's got to step up. Jordan Poole. Andrew Wiggins has an injured rib cage. I don't know if it's cracked rib. But, you know, now Jordan Poole, can Draymond Green do what he did the last game and be more of an offensive threat? But you're going to need somebody who doesn't normally put up those kind of numbers to have one of those special nights. And that can be the difference in whether or not we have a Game 7 or the Lakers move on to the Western Conference Finals. All right, so we'll settle on a poll question, Seton.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Jason Tatum.
All right.
Did he have a good game last night or a bad game?
I'd say he had a bad game. Because.
But he's a hero.
He is. He is. But because his teammates helped him out to keep them in the game. Although I'm watching the 76ers effort. And I kept thinking, is there any urgency here? And Embiid went the final 4 minutes without touching the ball. How does that happen? And as much as I want to say, well, Embiid's got to want the ball, Doc Rivers has got to say, guys, he's the MVP, remember? And they don't get him the ball. Shocking. And it seemed like there was little life in the 76ers at times. And I kept thinking, what's going on? And then I watched the Phoenix Suns, and then I realized that team had no life whatsoever. And they were done. They were like, that's it. I mean, you're getting embarrassed. You're down 30 at halftime at home in an elimination game? Yeah, Marv.
This is 2 years in a row. Remember, they got spanked by Dallas.
Dallas.
Elimination game at home.
I know.
Spanked.
Going to be some changes there, I think, in the offseason. Going to be some changes. But here's Kevin Durant, and, you know, we're running out of time. You know, you want to get your own signature championship. You don't lean on Golden State and Steph. You were in Brooklyn. Now you're with Phoenix. I mean, this is 4 stops here. And Steph is on the precipice of maybe playing for another championship. And KD is really far away. That's not all on him. I'll say it again, to be able to have him go through an entire season with a team. You know, but they didn't have any depth. It didn't matter how great or comfortable he was going to be. That team had no bench. None. Yes, Eden.
I mean, you're throwing out Bismack Biyombo to take on the guy who probably should have been the 3-time MVP.
Yeah.
That is a tall task.
Yeah. And then you're throwing out a guy named Jock who's out there trying to guard him. And he did his damnedest. Like, he looked like the guy who was ready to guard the Joker. And then all of a sudden.
Clapping.
Yeah, come on in here. Yeah, Paul.
Jock Landale, 6'11", out of St. Mary's.
Yeah.
He looked like he was treading water at one point trying to cover Jokic.
It looked like he was attacked by a swarm of bees. He just got his arms all over the place. Like, I can't guard him.
Mom.
Warning, danger. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll talk about the NFL schedule. We got a lot of things to get to. Glad you're part of the program. We'll come back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com is going to help you potentially get a refund, tax refund. Small business owner, you got to understand what the process is. It's complicated. And if you don't have somebody with experience to help you, then you're not going to see, maybe at the end of the rainbow, a pot of gold. Innovation Refunds can help you. If you had employees on your payroll during COVID, you're eligible for a refund for up to $26,000 per employee. GetRefunds.com. That's where you go to start the process. And in around 8 minutes, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. Once again, you have to go to GetRefunds.com, or you can download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I'm going to guess Houdini.
It's Cameo.
Oh.
He wore a jock strap?
Of course he did.
Yeah. The lead singer did?
Of course he did.
Yep. This is first team all cookout song.
Is it?
First team.
Secular music.
Okay.
Oh, in my house, secular music. People do the electric slide to this song.
At the cookout?
I don't know if they do that at my cookout, but they've done it at other cookouts.
When is this cookout happening?
I don't know. My grandma turns 80 in June, so we might have something.
All right, Grandma.
Let me know. Yeah. Let me know. I'm there.
Yeah, so Marianne will be up there.
And tell me what to bring.
Just bring you and your
I'm
sparkling
personality. I'm going to bring my game.
Bring your sparkling personality.
Okay. Right.
Fixing Dan a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I bring to drink? Because there's one half of the family that doesn't want any alcohol in there.
None of it.
Okay.
You know what? BYOB. Just bring what you drink.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. BYOB.
All right. Fair enough. That might not be good, but I'm going to do it. BYOB, bring your own bourbon.
They said, who brought that? Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Marvin.
Yeah. How about I bring some moonshine? Maybe some tailgate moonshine. Kick it up a notch a little bit.
We could do that.
Yeah.
My grandma likes to drink.
Okay.
She doesn't, but it sounded good.
Yeah. I'll kick it with her. Body shots. Oh, man. What could go wrong? What could go right? Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It's a Friday. You've been warned. How about this? Saw the headline. Has to do with Tom Brady. Tom Brady to the Raiders. As a limited partner. He would now he already owns or he's part owner of the WNBA team in Las Vegas. And Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, owns that. So they're already in business together. But ESPN is reporting Tom Brady is in deep discussions to become a limited partner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
I thought he already owned the Raiders.
Whoa.
Bloop.
Everybody owns the Raiders. And as ESPN pointed out, the Raiders have tried to replicate some of the success that the Patriots had when Brady was there, brought in Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels as their head coach, former Patriots executive Dave Ziegler as their GM, and then former Patriot players Jimmy Garoppolo, Brian Hoyer, Chandler Jones, Brandon Bolden, Jacoby Myers, Philip Dorsett, Tom Brady, and I guess you can do that if he still wants to be a broadcaster with Fox. The NFL will allow him to do that. But he would be a passive partner. I don't think he's going to be active in making decisions there. But this is according to ESPN. Yes, Paul?
Can you imagine Jimmy Garoppolo seeing this and just thinking to himself, dude, leave me alone. Give me my own thing for a couple months. Brother, wait a year and a half and I'll be gone.
Can't shake this guy.
That's actually why he's doing this, is just to mess with Garoppolo one more time. It's actually just a huge prank.
But could you imagine if nobody said anything about this and Brady showed up one day in the locker room and Jimmy G walks in and just sees Tom there and doesn't realize that, you know, he's in business maybe with the Raiders, that he's going, oh, my God, did they sign Brady? No.
And he can't go to home games because then you got who's the best passer in the building?
Yeah. Who's the best quarterback in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's according to ESPN, that Tom Brady, a limited partner, whatever that means. Does that mean you're an owner? Is he a part-time owner? I don't know the difference between limited partner and part-time owner. Yeah, Paulie.
I know Brady can still be a broadcaster while being a partial owner of the Raiders, but ethically, you're not really supposed to do that. You're not supposed to have any partnerships with any team while broadcasting for the entire league, whatever. It's baseball, football, basketball.
Yeah, I'm just going by what they said here in the article, that it says that, let me see if I get the, give me an update on the poll results so far, if I can find the language in here.
Sure. Last night, Jason Tatum had a good game or a bad game.
Okay.
Right now, 63% of the audience say he had a bad game.
Yeah, I believe so. It's believed that Brady's 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox, which is due to start in 2024, would be unaffected by an investment in the Raiders. A source told ESPN Fox has blessed the arrangement. Sources said league policy about team ownership overlapping with media employment only comes into play if the owner holds a position of authority at the media company and could impact broadcast rights negotiations. Fox and the NFL agreed to an 11-year rights deal in 2021. So I guess he would be able to do that. What's Brady's career record, including the Tuck rule,
yep,
against the Raiders?
I got him at 4-1 in his career, 8 touchdowns, no picks.
Let's see. I saw with some of the news and notes from the schedule release, and the teams that are going to be playing on, well, in primetime, national TV. Those with 6 games, which is the most, Kansas City, the Chargers are in there. Not sure why. Buffalo is in there, and Dallas. Dallas, I understand, and certainly Kansas City. Teams with 5 primetime games. The Jets, Green Bay, Minnesota, the Raiders, Philly, San Francisco, and the Giants. I understand the Giants because of a big market, the Jets with Rodgers. Green Bay feels like some of those games are going to be flexed out of. And Minnesota. Who tunes into Minnesota? I mean, you can tune in because you're not quite sure what you're going to see. The Raiders? I understand San Francisco. Detroit has 4. Man, the NFL's all in with the Lions. Chicago has 4. These are primetime games. So Chicago has the same number of primetime games as Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Denver has 4 primetime games. New England has 4. New Orleans has 3. Seattle, 3. Jacksonville, 3. Miami, 3. Tampa Bay has 2, Cleveland, Tennessee, Carolina, and the Rams have 2, and Washington has 1. Yeah, Paul.
I don't get a couple things here. New England is not an entertaining football team. There's storylines, but when they play football, they're not entertaining. They got 4 national games. The Cincinnati Bengals seem like they should be a premier focal point league team. They're kind of likable. I think they're pretty likable.
Cincinnati should be where the Chargers are.
Yeah. Or at least where Minnesota is with 5.
Yeah.
You know, Cincinnati's both likable, and they've got, you know, Chase, they got Burrow, they have star power, they have a little bit of everything, and they're a contender. I don't get that one.
And Green Bay has a great following across the country, but 5 primetime games for Green Bay. Yeah, Seton.
I wonder if they have some kind of metrics or some kind of data on teams who get decent ratings even when they're bad.
No, they have that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why Dallas is on. Whenever you can get a Dallas game,
true.
Doesn't matter how good they are or how bad they are.
A pretty obvious one.
Yes. But I would think Pittsburgh would be in there with that fan base.
Philly. The Falcons. 0.
Yeah.
0.0.
But that's surprising because I want to see Bijan Robinson. At least start the year. But then Carolina and the Texans. They don't have any primetime games. Arizona. Man, that is. How did Arizona go from, man, this team is going to the playoffs a couple of years ago, to they're not even close. They're going to the number one pick in the draft. Yeah, Paulie.
In 2021, the Arizona Cardinals were 11-6. At the halfway point, Kyler Murray was top 2 for MVP odds. That's less than 2 years ago. They were in the wild card game. Kyler Murray got his new deal. Cliff Kingsbury got an extension.
Man.
Everything was going well late 2021.
That seems like a long, long time ago.
Sure does. They're a disaster.
Yes. And Kyler's probably not going to start the season. I don't know what's happening with DeAndre Hopkins. That's a quick fall from grace there. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that teams like Houston and Indianapolis might get flexed in if C.J. Stroud plays well, or Anthony Richardson takes over the helm?
I think Anthony Richardson could be interesting because, yeah, I do think the Colts have the potential to be a good team. And if you have Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, and then next thing you know, you got, you know, something fun and fun to watch. And I think that could move them into maybe a primetime game. I also have the lines for the opening week, by the way, already.
Already?
The early lines. The Lions started out as 7-point underdogs. Now it's 6.5. Ooh, jump on board. The Bengals, 2.5-point favorites against the Browns. The Niners giving 3 to the Steelers. Panthers getting 2.5 against the Falcons. Dallas, -2.5 against the Giants. Panthers and the Falcons. You know, there's part of me that I want to see that game. Just because I love watching these games that maybe nobody else is really interested in. You know, Desmond Ridder and Bryce Young. And then you got some weapons there. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. I keep waiting for Atlanta to be competitive. Dangerous. Maybe I'll be waiting a long time. Some phone calls here coming up. Let's see. Buddha in San Francisco. Big night for Buddha. Big night.
What up, DP? Happy Meat Friday, boys. Dan, I just want to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day weekend, especially my big mama. She's the wind beneath my wings, Dan.
She's your rock. She's your rock. Yes, she is. Of course she is.
Dan, Jason Tatum calling out Boston fans. That's playing with fire, Scarecrow. You should watch tonight because the Laker fans are going to bring it tonight. That's how fans should act and should be, and we're going to bring it tonight. So must-see TV tonight, Dan.
All right. Well, good luck, Buddha. And it was Jaylen Brown who called out the Celtics fans. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DB.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, salute to Hurricanes for advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay. What else you got,
Dan? Dan, I love you, but I gotta respectfully disagree about Kevin Durant. I was watching the game. I looked at the box score again. Saw that, you know, he went out on the first quarter. The last 4 minutes of the first quarter, they were down. You're not gonna see LeBron, Kobe, Giannis, any of these guys going out in an elimination game. And then they took him out with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Well, so, they were getting blown out. But if I'm Kevin Durant, I want to be out there. I want to be playing. But it was just the effort there. Because I tuned in later in the first quarter, and I go, wait a minute. This game isn't in Denver, and this is an elimination game for the Suns. And Devin Booker, who was wonderful in the series, it's almost like he got worn down. Because he had to bring it every night, had to get you at least 35 to 40, and he's playing the entire game, and they had no depth in there. And Denver was a better team. But if Chris Paul plays, if DeAndre Ayton actually acts like a, you know, former number one overall pick, maybe you make this competitive. But it went back to they don't have the depth. And it felt like Monty Williams was apprehensive to trust those guys. I mean, Cameron Payne had a couple of threes, but then you're like, anybody else going to step up in a big game like this? And I do like the name Cam Payne.
That's how they say it on TV.
Yeah, Cam Payne. Paulie goes, you gotta stay with Cameron Payne. I go, no, you're Cam Payne.
Cam Payne feels hokey.
Cam Payne Trail.
Cameron Payne sounds strong.
You would rather be known as Cameron Payne? And who would want to be known as Campaign? Ooh, I'm all alone.
Congressman Cameron Payne.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I like Campaign.
What does he go by? The announcers were calling him Cam.
Well, he can't go by CP because, you know, they're CP3.
I remember when Cam Newton was at Florida, he was Cameron Newton. Yeah.
When he started, he became Cam at Auburn?
When he was at Auburn, actually, in the first few weeks of the season, they were referred to him as Cameron Newton. He went by the full name. I don't know if he changed
that's
it.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Cameron Newton Jr. the third. Man, I'm all alone on an island with Cam Payne. Yeah, Paul.
I got one other issue. I hate to bring this up. You know how I have a really big issue with the actor Bill Pullman?
Yes.
For years, yes. I think he's just light rock.
Yeah.
There's an NBA player, which I think most people know, Michael Porter Jr. He went to Missouri for a minute.
Michael Porter Jr. the third.
He's had a lot of back injuries, to be fair to the guy. He's 6'10", 250. He seems like the perfect build and everything. He frustrates me when I watch him play. He should be dominating. He had 10 points, no rebounds, no steals, no blocks, and 5 rebounds.
But didn't he have 6 points to start out the game?
He had 4 points in the first 30 seconds.
Okay.
Finished with 10. Every time I watch the Nuggets, I'm like, when's Michael Porter Jr. going to break out?
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta let it go.
It's the little things. So Michael Porter Jr. III is the Bill Pullman
yeah,
of
me.
NBA players.
He got the look.
But Bill Pullman has been in some pretty good movies, correct?
He's appeared in some very good movies. Malice and so forth. I hear he's doing some great work lately, to be fair to him.
But he's not the one who died.
No, that's Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton did.
Aliens, and he was Chet in Weird Science. Yeah. Rest in peace. What a great actor.
Right.
That's a great actor, Bill Paxton.
Not Bill Pullman.
Not Bill Pullman.
It's not personal.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Our play of the day is next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Shot clock at 12. Brogdon sets a screen. Tatum moving slowly to the right. Shot clock at 8. Tatum makes his move. Right hand dribble. Maxey stays in front of him. So Tatum steps back into a three and he drills another one. And the Sixer fans put their hands on their heads as their worst nightmare is beginning to unfold.
That's courtesy of the Sports Hub, Celtics Radio Network. What an unbelievably lost moment there for the 76ers. Tatum playing that bad. Missed 14 of his first 15 shots, but then made three three-pointers in less than 3 minutes late in the fourth quarter. as the Celtics opened up an 11-point lead. They're favored by 7.5 on Sunday. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. They double all the cash back you've earned. Doubled. That's trips and restaurants. You can see terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Yes, Paulie?
We had a bit of a debate before the show. I'm going to defer to your basketball knowledge
okay.
on this game.
Okay.
Joel Embiid said he did not and he didn't touch the ball in the last 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Okay. Is that on the head coach, his teammates, or the player to do something about it?
Well, I would say it's on the coach first. How about you run a play for him? How about you call a timeout and run a play for him? Did they just forget about him? He's 7 feet tall. He's the MVP. You want him to go to the line. And then I'm going to put it on his teammates. Guy, he got you there, and he's going to help you get to the Eastern Conference Finals. You're going to need him. But the fact that you don't go to him, I found that that's remarkable. Yes, he...
For me, the juxtaposition of Joel Embiid not touching the ball in the final 40 minutes and then immediately following that, Joker goes into halftime up 30 on the Suns.
I know.
Woo.
And then the story comes out that Mark Jackson, one of the lead analysts for ESPN and the ABC coverage, didn't put Joker in his top five MVP. I did reach out to Mark. I said, what were you thinking? He goes, I made a mistake. I go, how do you make a mistake and you forget about the Joker?
You got to appreciate him just owning it, though.
Oh, I know.
Yep, messed up. Sorry.
Yeah,
my bad.
I know. And then he said, look, if they want to take my vote, take away my vote. But, you know, it's like, oh, by the way. And, you know, it's easy to forget about, you know, the Joker because Bad Larry on the DP Takes a Gamble podcast yesterday forgot all about the Joker's name, and he was betting on another player to play well last night.
Joel Embiid over his points.
29.5.
And then I have Luka.
No.
Let him have it.
Okay. All right. You want to take Luka over points?
Correct, and over rebounds. What was all this no-no-no's?
Because Luka plays for the Mavs.
I know, it's tomorrow night.
The Mavs aren't playing.
Oh, no. Who's the other big white stick?
I knew it. We had a hunch.
I guess those two guys mixed up all the time.
It's the Joker.
You're joking. That's who I want. Over points and over. Wow.
God, I should have just let you leave that one out there. There you go. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast available at danpatrick.com. Shea and Irving, Dylan the graphics guy, and Bad Larry. Yeah, Paul.
The irony, he wanted the over for Jokic on points and rebounds. I think those would have hit.
Oh.
I think he would have hit that bet, yeah. Even though he didn't know the name of the player he's betting on.
Yeah, I go, why? He's got Luka. I go, no, it's not Luka. Let's see. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hey, happy Meat Friday. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Dan and Danette. Hey, by the way, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that were lighthouses with lights navigating the stormy waters of life for us. Hashtag my rock. All right. Well, anyways, I do think that the Matt Ispia situation really galvanized Joker. If he didn't need any more motivation, two straight triple-doubles to send them home packing, 30-point lead at halftime. He said, here's your ball. You can have it. By the way, just a few stats going into the big Lakers game tonight. I called it Lakers in six. I stand by it. Here's some things to support it. The Lakers are 5-0 at home this postseason with an average win margin of 18 points. Going into game six tonight, LeBron James has never lost a playoff series in which his team has had a 3-1 lead. He's 17-0. Also, the Lakers have won 25 consecutive best of seven series after winning game one. Both are record streaks in NBA postseason. So let's see Lakers in six. Guys, have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Good to talk to you. I don't like when you get these stats and it'll be the Celtics are, 18-2 and, you know, game sevens on the, you know, home court. And I go, no, you can't factor in what happened, you know, 25 years ago. We do that. Or when somebody goes, you know, when Draymond scores 20, they win. Well, why don't they just go to him and make sure he gets 20 points? Because it's not real. It's almost coincidental. Like, oh, okay, you had 20 and they won. I mean, it helped you win. But if that were the case, or you get a running back every time he gets 100 yards, okay, why not just let him run for 100 yards? You're not going to win every game. Oh, we play with stats. Yes, yes, Marvin.
That's like when Michael Vick won a playoff game at Lambeau, and they were saying no one's won at Lambeau Field in 35 years. They have had a playoff game in 31 years.
The 76ers are 1-9 all-time in game sevens on the road. Their lone win came in 1982 in the Boston Garden. Wow. So it's silly when you go, oh, my gosh, the organization is cursed. I think they have a few guys who weren't on that roster back in 1982. Ryan Fitzpatrick will join us coming up on loan from Amazon Thursday Night Football. We'll look at the NFL schedule. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Meat Stir Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.